Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about on this beautiful weekend, and we invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. And among the stories that we're going to tackle this hour, we're going to talk about genetic testing and a very, very unexpected way in which genetic testing could go horribly awry. Also, the benefits of yoga for a very serious mental condition. Maybe we should be prescribing yoga instead of potent psychopharmaceutical medications. Also, interesting story this week about how people of certain political persuasions may gravitate to one another, not just based on their political ideology, but based on their pheromones. Yeah, the olfactory sense may guide you to a mate of a similar political orientation. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this week I am very, very excited because somehow I managed to be one of the very first people in the universe to get a hold of an iPhone 6. I just happened to, on my street where my office is, there's a very quiet little cell phone store, not much happening there. And I said, let me just go check it out and see if I can get in line for an iPhone. I have an iPhone 4, and so I'm due for an upgrade, so let me just check it out. And the very friendly folks said, yeah, you can get an iPhone. And I said, well, when's it going to arrive? In, 2 months from now? And they said, no, it'll be here this Friday, and you can pick it up. And I said, that's amazing, because all over the city, all over the world, I mean, if you walk down Fifth Avenue, there are people circling around the Apple building on Fifth Avenue near Central Park. And then I was walking by Grand Central Station, where they also have an Apple store. And there was a line all the way around Grand Central. And I thought, gee, what are the chances that I could get my phone? So I walked over to the store. And yeah, it was a little busier, but I picked up my phone, and now I have my iPhone. So I'm proudly displaying my iPhone. If you go to my Facebook page and like me, you can see my picture. I'm excited about my new iPhone bling. It's the, I'm an early adopter, and I like to, get on top of these trends. And there is a professional reason and a tie-in to this program in discussing technology of this kind, because next hour we're going to talk about this, the revolution, truly a revolution, that is going to be unleashed with the promulgation of these devices, the iPhone and other smartphones in conjunction with smart watches and what are called wearables. This is going to usher in a whole new era in monitoring various bodily functions. And this is going to, doctors are going to have to get on top of this. And I'm gearing myself up to be able to share information with patients about blood pressure and blood sugar and even sleeping habits, with also the ability to do home testing. It's going to be a huge revolution. And the iPhone and the iWatch are simply platforms off of which developers can innovate. And there's going to be a real explosion in innovation on the health technology front. And, maybe you're a Luddite. Maybe you're somebody who just listens with disdain as I talk about my iPhone. And you say, look, I have just one of these flip phones. It doesn't even have a screen. I just need to call 911, and I need to call my my kids and my grandkids, and that's all I care about. I don't want any bells and whistles on my phone. It's too confusing, and I want to be able to mute it. And so one issue that has come up with the proliferation of all these devices, are cell phones really giving us cancer? And there was a special on it on Pittsburgh radio, news radio KDKA. Chris Moore spoke with Dr. Deborah Davis, who's been a guest on Intelligent Medicine, and you can find her podcast with the archived at drhoffman.com. She is the author of The Secret History of the War on Cancer, and a book called Disconnect, The Truth About Cell Phone Radiation. And, yeah, she's all over this, the physics and the potential hazards. And one of the first pieces of information that she shared on the radio was that Apple products actually do have a warning in their general settings about the microwaves that their phones give off. Now, the problem is that iPads and other laptops are tested 20 centimeters away from an adult male body. That's about 8 inches or so away from the body, which means they were not made for small children to hold for an extended period of time. You know, they're actually developing phones for kids. I think that's a really bad idea, both in terms of what it does to their attention span and their need for constant connectivity, but also just in terms of the physical dangers of the electromagnetic radiation. So I took the liberty of looking up the iPhone disclaimer here. I mean, it's sort of like a package insert. And I must apologize because this is back a couple editions of the iPhone, but I presume there's a similar disclaimer for iPhone 6. I just couldn't find it. But it says that the iPhone has been tested and meets the FCC, the IC, and European Union radio frequency exposure guidelines for cellular Wi-Fi and Bluetooth operation. What they say is that when carrying the iPhone, keep it 1.5 centimeters, that's 5/8 of an inch or more, away from your body to ensure exposure levels remain at or below the maximum levels. Huh. That is really interesting. And, oh, by the way, it says avoid cases with metal parts. Well, there's a lot of cases that are being sold. People want to bling up their iPhone, and so they buy expensive cases to harden it from impact and also to make it look cool and individualize it. I'm not sure why, because it looks just fine. But these metal cases may actually amplify the radiation that you're exposed to. And, oh, by the way, what about all these people who just put their iPhone in their pocket right next to a certain part of their body that they might be concerned about, the reproductive organs, or the women? And I see this often. They stuff their iPhone in their bras. It's, you know, coming back from a CrossFit class or something like that, and they got their iPhone tucked right in there in the cleavage. And that's maybe not a good place, because those vulnerable breast cells may be affected by electromagnetic radiation. We don't really know. We don't know the answers. The important thing, according to Deborah Davis, she claims she carried her phone around in her bra for years. I'm sorry, she's talking about a story of one individual who developed breast cancer at the age of 21. She was diagnosed with a rare form of breast cancer right under the surface of her skin, right beneath the antennas of her phones. And Dr. Davis says the important thing is that we start early. Children need to be distanced from devices in the home and the school. I suggest, and this is what I'm going to do, is first of all, I don't barely use it to talk on the phone, and I just go very short phone conversations. I know, you know, I see these people walking and say blah 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 blah. They're just, you know, they're spending their entire time talking on the phone. I just use the phone for quick communication. And I now that these days, one of the good things is that more and more people are texting, which means you hold the phone away from your body while you enter the information. That's a good thing. And if you're going to spend time listening to music or talking on the phone, use the earbuds and hold the phone away. And, oh, by the way, when I carry the phone, I never stick it in my pocket. I always stick it in my briefcase. I got a little convenient pouch phone holder in my briefcase, so it's held away from my body, and therefore less likelihood of radiation exposure. It is truly a new love object. I am infatuated with it, and with Siri's voice, and just a great tool for enhancing productivity and learning more stuff. I hope that you keep up with us and join us as we move through all the technological innovations. We've got lots of bells and whistles on our website at drhoffman.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Great way of transmitting lots of health information in your direction. 888-302-3684. We've got more to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
You rely on me to tell you about the latest, most effective products, and I've got one for you today. It's an organic bug spray, and it's a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray, formerly Cedarside Best Yet, from Cedarside.com. Cedarside Original is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control made from all-natural cedar oil and both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and mites. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home, and you could even create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. Cedarside.com. When you check out, don't forget to type in Hoffman to get free shipping or call 800-842-1464, 800-842-1464, and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, for free shipping. That's Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464, the only pest control you'll ever need, and it's organic. Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, there's one immutable law of the universe, and I have continually reiterated this. The one thing that you can be sure of, the law of unintended consequences, all right? And you'll see what I mean in just a moment. Genetic testing is something that is all the rage these days. People want to find out about what medical conditions they might be predisposed to and the various companies that offer that. There's also companies like Ancestry.com. And I have people in my family who are just all gaga about this. They're very excited about tracing their ancestry. They can find out whether they're part Irish, whether they have African-American or Native American genetic components. It's fascinating. Really, it's, you know, you think about it and it's meaningful. And especially, I think this appeals to people who are looking for a sense of identity in a world where we're all being stripped away of our individuality. So often families embark on this. People find out how they're interrelated. They construct family trees, and so on and so on and so on. And now through genetics, you can determine with great certainty whether certain parts of you came from Europe, Asia, or Africa. In fact, recently, it's quite fascinating, they did an analysis of the genes of Ashkenazic Jews. There are two main branches of Judaism. There's Jews who are from the Mediterranean area and from the Middle East. They're called Sephardic Jews, and then they're Ashkenazic Jews. Actually, that's the predominant group of Jews. They're generally lighter skinned, more European looking, and they are the ones who lived in Germany, Poland, Russia, and across Western Europe. The Sephardim were expelled from Spain in 1492. That's a big date for a lot of people in the world, but particularly for Jews, because they got kicked out of Spain. They ended up becoming the Sephardic branch. So what they did is, with genetic testing, they determined that the Ashkenazic Jews date back to a small cohort of around 300 individuals who originated in Europe around the year 800 to 900 AD. This is fascinating, and they're all interrelated, and hence That may be one of the reasons why there's a lot of genetic diseases among Jews who intermarry. There's a lot of intermarriage because it was a closed community, and they married within their religion, sometimes cousins, relatives. And so you can actually trace that. This is possible. All right. So there's a guy who, he names himself George Doe. He's a Ph.D. in genetics. And he uses this pseudonym to protect the privacy of his family. But this is a true story. He decided to get his genes analyzed. And then he decided to provide a great gift to his family, which is he sent them kits and said, hey, why don't you get your genes analyzed? That would be fun. Let's find out about our heritage. And also we can find out a little bit about what medical conditions we're predisposed to. And by the way, since I'm a biologist, I can help interpret this. This will be really cool. He has a Ph.D. in cell and molecular biology. So what happened was quite unforeseen. They came back with a report that said that this guy had a 25% genetic similarity with someone else. He checked the box, which is a nondescript box there, saying you want to share this information. If there's somebody out there who is, and a lot of people want to do, they want to reach out. They don't have enough relatives and acquaintances, so they reach out. They can find, oh, the long-lost family member. That's really cool. Well, this guy, this biologist, found out that there was someone out there with 25% shared genetic material. That means that they were a first-degree relative, a grandfather, uncle, or half-sibling. Half-sibling. However, this guy didn't have any brothers. So what was up with that? Well, his dad checked his genetic material, and he came up with the same guy, and the same guy had 50% shared genetic material. Uh-oh. That means that the guy in question was the dad's son, a half-brother to the biologist who sent the test kit in. But, oh, by the way, nobody knew that dad had a child out of wedlock or impregnated a woman some 40 years ago. And the result was catastrophic. What happened was the whole family fell apart. There was a tidal wave of emotion that was unleashed around that. The mother divorced the father. The father is now persona non grata. Nobody wants to talk to him because he's an adulterous SOB who concealed the fact that he had a child out of wedlock. And it's been a catastrophe. And the irony of it was that this well-meaning biologist gave the genetic test kit to his parents as a gift. The result was literally the breakup of his family. He says he talks to a counselor regularly now. He has to deal with these issues. I had to deal with the time, quote, he says, quote, I had to deal with the time that I essentially gave my parents the gift of divorce. So what he's saying is, why don't they have some kind of detailed warning or disclaimer on these genetic tests that if you find out that you're related to someone, you just check that box innocently. A lot of people check their box of their iTunes agreement. You know, they don't read the fine print. But the consequences should be pointed out because they could be literally catastrophic. And you really need to fully recognize the implications of your choice when you say, oh, yeah, I want to find out about my long-lost relatives. The stuff you may find out about, maybe some unsavory stuff that you may just better off leave buried. All right, lots more coming up. We're going to talk about yoga and psychological conditions when we return. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, one of the supplements that I take on a daily basis is glucosamine. Glucosamine with chondroitin and something called ASU. That is short for avocado soy unsaponifiable, also unpronounceable. So we just call it ASU. This is part of a product called Avasoy Complete that I use with patients who have arthritis, but also for general prevention. I don't have terrible arthritis, but hey, you know, doing a lot of wear and tear in my joints, running, biking, swimming, and so on, and, you know, just living. And as you age, your cartilage deteriorates. So this is something that I take for prevention. However, lately, studies have been going back and forth on the efficacy or lack of efficacy of glucosamine. And that's disappointing because many studies suggested that it thickened cartilage, that it reduced pain, that it extended time until people developed arthritis. And then there was research that says basically it doesn't do much. And so, undaunted, I kept taking glucosamine. And while the researchers sort out the argument of whether glucosamine is beneficial for arthritis or not, here's something amazing and really makes me feel vindicated about my choice to personally take glucosamine and give glucosamine to many of my patients. Check this out. This is huge. Glucosamine could increase lifespan by mimicking the effects of a low-carb diet. Whoa. We read on here. Supplementation with glucosamine could increase longevity by up to 10%, according to new animal research, that suggests the compound may have a similar metabolic effect as a calorie-restricted or low-carb diet. Now, we know of other substances that purport to do the same thing. One of them is resveratrol from red wine. Quite a different molecule than glucosamine. They couldn't be more distant in terms of their chemical structure. So it's not like glucosamine is a resveratrol mimic. But this is amazing stuff. Well, at first they started with roundworms, and they gave them glucosamine. And they found that these roundworms, very simple multicellular organisms, very primitive, they lived around 5% longer than their non-supplemented counterparts. Well, then, okay, so that's no big whoop. I mean, great, we're making roundworms live longer. Don't scientists have something better to do than useless research that has no bearing on humans? You know, however, roundworms do share quite a lot of genetic material with humans. So, with, you know, that's at least, yeah, plausible. Maybe it's doing something. Well, they then gave glucosamine to aging mice. And what they found was that feeding the supplement to mice extended their lifespan by almost 10%. That's the equivalent of around 8 additional years of human lifespan. By the way, these mice were just, you know, a couple of years old, but that's a comparative human age of approximately 65. And glucosamine also improved glucose metabolism in elderly mice, providing protection from diabetes. So this is very cool. And, you know, admittedly, this has not been extensively researched in humans. It would take millions and millions and millions of dollars to do the proper research. But this is highly promising, and I, for one, will continue taking my glucosamine. Oh, by the way, I think glucosamine is also kind of a beauty and aesthetic treatment. because it supports collagen. But how does the glucosamine you're taking by mouth know to go just to your knees or your ankles or your shoulders or your hips? It doesn't. It goes to all parts of your body. And one of the major ways in which aging impacts your appearance is there's a destruction or deterioration of the supporting tissue in your face. That's why they do collagen fillers for facial rejuvenation. But if you take glucosamine in my mouth, perhaps hypothetically, and I think empirically I see this with my patients who've taken glucosamine for a long time, including myself, there is a slowdown in the deteriorative process that affects the collagen in your face. And I think that's a very cool benefit. So live longer, look better, hopefully have less joint problems with glucosamine. Very exciting new research. All right, this one. Benefits of yoga found for bipolar disorder. Researchers looked at individuals who performed yoga as part of a rehabilitation program for bipolar disorder. Bipolar used to be referred to as manic depression. And what they found is that yoga decreased anxiety, promoted calm. Calm emerged as a specific benefit for 23 survey respondents when asked how yoga affects mania symptoms. And the suggestion is that there's clearly evidence that yoga seems to be a powerful practice for some individuals with bipolar disorder. It concentrates on the breathing, and one of the features of anxiety is rapid, uncontrolled breathing. And so, therefore, multiple medications are employed for bipolar disorder. The fewer necessary, the better. So let's consider yoga as part of a program for bipolar disorder, and certainly considered for anxiety and or depression. 888-302-3684, if you care to call us with questions. All right, if you find yourself gravitating to individuals of a similar political persuasion, check it out. It might not be their ideology. It might be their body odor. This according to a new study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, that story about body odor determining who your political cronies might be. But first, let's talk to Christina from Ithaca, New York. Welcome, Christina.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, my brother is 25, and he was diagnosed last week with acute myeloid leukemia.
Yeah.
He began his first round of chemotherapy, and I'm wondering what your advice is for supplements or anything else so that he can maximize his recovery.
Okay, so this really is complicated because AML is it's a serious form of leukemia. He's a young guy. And, you know, typically, unfortunately, these very dangerous leukemias can affect young people. We don't know precisely why. Maybe it's genetic. Maybe there's certain toxic environmental factors that promote leukemia. Who knows? It may even be something that could have affected him in utero. We don't know the precise cause of these mutations that cause the blood cells to change and proliferate and kind of go haywire. When it comes to supplementation during chemo, and 100% he's going to be getting some form of chemotherapy, it's tough to say, here's what you take for cancer, or even here's what you take for AML, because it depends on the medications that he's getting. Usually when I get a cancer patient, I'll sit for an hour or more and, you know, get the whole history, find out what the treatment plan is, because the conventional treatment, I think, is his best shot at it, although it's not 100%. And then tailor the nutrients to that. Now, there's some nutrients which are neutral vis-a-vis chemo. They don't make a difference, and they help the patient. There are other nutrients that actually enhance the benefits of chemo, so they should be used. They complement the chemo, an example of which is high-dose intravenous vitamin C. Usually, it helps the chemotherapy to work, and you can do both simultaneously. And then there's some nutrients that may neutralize the benefits of chemo. An example might be if you take methotrexate, you really shouldn't be taking high-dose folic acid because it will neutralize the benefits of the chemo. And so we want to do it on an individual basis. It's kind of beyond the scope of this phone call to determine that. I suggest you see a nutritionally oriented practitioner who is familiar with this. And there are more and more people who understand nutrition, but also in the context of cancer, what works and what doesn't work. I will recommend a book to you by Dr. Lise Alschuler, A-L-S-C-H-U-L-E-R, that is the definitive book of cancer, I think it is, something like that. And she's been a frequent guest on our program. She's really scoped out what works, what doesn't work nutritionally in cancer. And I would also suggest you go to CancerDecisions.com, which is the website of Dr. Ralph Moss, who's been a guest recently on Intelligent Medicine. You can scroll down through our podcasts to a podcast a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, in which we interviewed Dr. Ralph Moss. He is a guy who evaluates cancer therapies critically, because some of the cancer therapies that are out there, they purport to offer a lot of benefit, and their benefits are marginal, and the toxicity is high, and sometimes that's not properly represented to patients. So you want to get kind of a second opinion as to whether the conventional therapies even make sense. And then he also lists alternative therapies, but he's critical of alternative therapies. He's not like, you know, rah, 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 alternative therapies, juicing, fasting, you know, colonics. He recognizes that they don't always work, and he tries to determine which ones are the legitimate ones and which are the ones that are, you know, basically falling flat. And he'll do that for different types of cancer. So he has individualized reports for leukemia, different types of leukemia, colon cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate, all the major cancer types. There's a fee associated with that. He's not a doctor. He's not going to take on your care. He's not going to administer the therapy. But you pay him a fee for the information. It's well worth it to guide you and him through this process. So you know the best of natural medicine and the best of high-tech medicine. You combine them with an intelligent medicine approach. That's what I would suggest, because I'm not going to tell you, you know, one panacea kind of thing for this. Generally, for the leukemias, EGCG from green tea can be beneficial, but it also depends on the chemo, you know, what he's getting. And then there's some things that can be used to offset the harmful effects of the chemo that reduce cancer treatment fatigue. These would be things like American ginseng, Luthricoccus is generally really helpful for supporting energy. It certainly doesn't interfere with any of the cancer therapies that I know about. And, you know, certainly fatigue is an issue when you're getting bombarded. And then, you know, there's some dietary considerations, but usually when you get chemo and you're kind of feeling low, you don't want to be on an ultra-restricted diet, which might cause you to precipitously lose weight and become weakened. So, you know, there's no one way to deal with this. It has to be somewhat individualized. So, you know, check out those resources, and I think it'll give you some leads. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman. I appreciate it.
All the best to you. Yeah, my pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and let's talk briefly. Body odor. People are attracted to the odor of others with similar political beliefs, according to a new study. Assortive mating on ideology could operate through olfactory cures. This is the American Journal of Political Science. What are they giving people grants for to study? It turns out that 146 participants rated the attractiveness of the body odor. How do they find out about, you know, whether they preferred the body? Well, they actually gave conservatives and liberals absorbent pads to wear under their arms. And then they collected the essence of liberal and the essence of conservative. And what they found was that people aligned often with a person of the same political persuasion. It's pretty weird because, you know, it's like you try to make a cogent argument that makes sense. And no, it's just about your body smell that gets people to opt for one or another companion, partner, or ideological comrade. Very interesting research. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Check out drhoffman.com this week because there's a big article that I wrote for drhoffman.com about how your intestinal flora, the bugs within you, can determine your behavior. In fact, take you over and make you eat bad food. Why? Not to help you, but to help them. It's an interesting story. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Now, this one comes to us from a guy who has done a podcast with us, a very interesting microbiologist, Dr. Martin Blaser at New York University Hospital here in Manhattan. Early antibiotics, and we overdose our kids on antibiotics all the time. At the drop of a hat, we'll give kids antibiotics. And sometimes even the pediatrician doesn't want to prescribe antibiotics, but the parents are nervous, so the doctor says, okay, fine, here's some antibiotics just to shut the parents up. Low doses of antibiotics given to pregnant mice and to their newborns led baby mice to become obese as adults. Dr. Blaser says, we're using antibiotics as if there were no cost. So they found that the gut bacteria in antibiotic-treated mice had a different composition from the mice that didn't get antibiotics. And therefore, there were changes in the immune system, rendering the mice more susceptible to disease, but also changes in metabolism that lasted well into adulthood. Antibiotic-treated baby mice grew up to be plump adults. So we think it's maybe not just the bad diets or the inactivity of our kids. It may be that we're overdosing our kids on antibiotics early in life, altering their intestinal flora, which in turn modifies their metabolism in favor of weight gain and insulin resistance and ultimately prediabetes, which we're seeing at epidemic proportions in our kids. It's a very scary trend. Parents, watch out for excess antibiotics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.